Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the new Thriving Muslimah series, brought to you by Ikhna Sisters that brings you bite-sized reminders and reflections. I'm Rukhma, hailing from the city that never sleeps. In today's episode, we'll talk about the crown of all jewels, sisterhood. We'll discuss the significance of having good friends and simple ways we can create safe, inclusive, and thriving spaces. Be sure to listen to the very end. Many of us have heard growing up that we should choose our friends wisely. But why is that? There is a narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which he states that a man follows the religion of his friend, so each one should consider whom he makes his friend. So friends that prioritize their relation with Allah are the ones you want to keep. The type of friend that reminds you of his immense mercy when you slip. The type of friend that sends you the casual dhikr reminder after fajr. The type of friend that takes you to the next sister's halaqah. The type of friend that wants to see you in Jannah, inshallah. Like it is important to find friends that remind you of Allah, we too need to be that friend for others. If someone feels for us, we too should feel for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us this in the Quran in Surah Hujurat, ayah 10, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The believers are but a single brotherhood. But wait, what does this mean? Is sisterhood just limited to our circle of friends? In short, no. Sisterhood in its essence is being concerned for all sisters, all people. So how do we do this? It's simple. By following the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by creating prophetic communities primarily focused on people and their needs, all for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for starters, here are some simple rules we can follow to ensure that our communities are not just surviving, but thriving. 1. Be intentional with what you intend to do with your community space. So how can this be done? By having a clear and defined purpose outlined for your space. In addition to this, have a strategic plan for how you want to use the space to best serve the community's needs. If you don't know, then it is your responsibility to seek answers. This can be as simple as sending an anonymous survey, asking community members for their thoughts, ideas, questions, and/or concerns. This is a quick fix that can serve you in the long run. 2. Show empathy to all those that come. They should all feel that this space is their space. This can be done by creating inclusive programming for all ages and backgrounds. When community members feel that there are programs for them, they will treat this space as their own. Also, focus on building a healthy culture that focuses on supporting and empowering others by modeling the behaviors you'd like to see in your own community spaces. 3. Create opportunities to foster sisterhood. Make sure the space is lively and engaging for all types of sisters coming from all walks of life. Make sure your program includes a variety of events, lectures, and programs for both learning and bonding. This could be a sisters only retreat, a paint night, or a qiyam, and the list can go on and on. 4. Develop genuine relationships. Don't just hold on to them, but work hard on making them the best of connections. For this, you have to remember that this goes beyond the sisters' halaqah at the community space and connecting on a personal level. The more you invest in others, they too will reciprocate, and stronger relationships will form stronger communities bi'idhnillah. So as we wrap up today's episode, remember that having a good friend is a gem and having a community with true sisterhood is a blessing. So take care of each other and remember that this action of ours is rooted in our faith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated that none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Until next time, keep thriving and remember us and all of the Muslim Ummah in your special du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.